Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we spend some time talking about manners. You know, there are 365 manners your kids should know. Cheryl Eberle will be joining us. She's the author of a book with that title. And gives some great stories to tell, and I know you're going to enjoy it. And I know you're also going to enjoy hearing from our development director, Mary Kay Dennisman, who joins me right now during our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Our goal, again, to keep bringing you discussions with folks such as Cheryl Eberle. And we do that in large part with listener contributions. So your guest, any amount right now, makes a big difference as we raise the money we need to make these discussions possible. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Mary Kay, how are we doing?
Well, last hour, the goal was 40 pledges, and we heard from 38 listeners, and we are so excited that you all called. Thank you for your pledge. And now we have a goal of 65 pledges by 12:30. Meeting this goal helps us make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio stays on track so we have the money that we need to fund the programs that you love and rely on, like Larry's show. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us meet this goal.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's close to you. Might be gardening, it might be healthcare, could be alternative medicine, maybe technology. We certainly try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, hopefully interesting and enjoyable. And because WPR touches your life, I hope you will make a pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Mary Kay, we have a little something special.
Oh, we do. This is so neat, Larry, and I'm so glad you're doing this. Larry Mueller is sacrificing himself. He's throwing himself on the sword to go to London.
Yes.
The Hampton Court Flower Show, all kinds of wonderful things. London and the surrounding area. You get to go, you and a companion get to go with Larry. You are entered into the drawing when you pledge right now. So you can find out the details and make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That is for sure. And in just a moment, we'll be talking to Cheryl Eberle about manners. And talks like this are possible only because of your financial support. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, you give to support the programs here, of course, but we have yet another added incentive. Right, Larry?
We certainly do. You can receive this book, 365 Manners Kids Should Know, when you donate $120 or more. So you can ask for it now when you make your pledge of $120. Of course, your gift, any amount, is appreciated at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, giving is actually pretty easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long you'll enjoy the program and all of the WPR programs you count on. Please make your contribution now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can. You know, I'm already into the mood of this book. I'm saying please and thank you. And I'm getting into it. I've read the book.
Yeah,
I know.
You were so rude before, Larry. Well, we just got a pledge in. Two pledges in. Thank you. We are still looking for 63 more pledges by 12:30. Help out now, please, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And lots of great comments from folks. Russ and Juanita from Gutenberg, Iowa, say we both love to listen to WPR throughout the day, whether at home or in the car. Thank you very much for that comment and also for contributing. Now, how about you? You can contribute at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And Mary Kay, you'll come back and check with us?
Absolutely.
See how
things
are going?
You bet.
She will be back, and we'll have a chance to talk with her some more. And right now, we're going to have a chance to talk with Cheryl Eberle. And Cheryl is a speaker, author. She's a coach. She served as an aide for First Lady Nancy Reagan in the White House. She wrote her first edition of 365 Manners Kids Should Know in 2001, but realized that there were many new areas to cover. And as a result, she wrote this new edition with her daughter, Carolyn. And Cheryl joins us from her home in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Let's see if I can get her on. Cheryl, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And I'm wondering what first prompted you to write a book on manners for parents to teach their kids. Was Carolyn hard to work with as a kid, or what was the deal?
I saw the opportunity there with Caroline. I surely did. And I had three kids at the time, and you know, I was observing them and thinking, what could we focus on that would make their lives easier and would make their relationships smoother and better and help, you know, my kids really be the best people they can be? And I thought manners is such an important thing, and began to focus on it and began to develop the topic and took it from there.
Well, it really is, I think, an important area, and I'm glad to see the book. And frankly, I got to tell you, as I read through this, I thought, you know, this book works pretty well for adults too.
It's true that it does. And, you know, it's written for parents. It's really directed at parents. And we find that kids, even teens, pick it off the shelf and poke their nose in it to see what they need to know about manners. Nobody wants to be clueless about these things. But it's written for parents. And mm-hmm. I've had dads say to me, you know, I read it to my kids, but I'm learning as I go myself. I'm learning some of these things. And it was actually a dad who prompted me to write this book, because he said, I need help. All I see on the bookstore shelves are encyclopedias by Emily Post you know, Tish Baldridge on manners, and I need something accessible. And that's what this book became. One a day.
Yep.
And it's easy to work with.
Yeah, very, very easy to work with, and written in a really nice style. I did not see the 2001 edition, but I'm sure that there are areas of etiquette that you added to the 2011 edition that were not in that 2001 version.
We did. We took about a third of it out of the first edition to make room for a lot of information on how to have good manners through the use of technology, with cell phones and texting, and how to conduct yourself on Facebook, and all of the things that simply weren't available to kids 10 years ago in terms of technology now require a whole new code of manners.
Absolutely.
And we're developing it as we go. So the book lays a foundation for it, but it's a starting point, really, to talk about how do we want to show respect to each other, even as we are speeding up the pace of conversation and through the use of technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheryl Eberle is our guest today. She is the author with her daughter, Caroline, of the book 365 Manners Kids Should Know, fully updated and revised for the 21st century. I hope you'll join in. Do you make a point of teaching manners to your children? If you do, why or why not? Have some matters of etiquette fallen by the wayside? Is that a shame, or is it okay? Maybe you can talk about your experiences there. Love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page. Love to hear from you there. Go post at the Larry Mealer Show Facebook page, and you will get your comment on the air. And as a matter of fact, we have a Facebook comment from Mary Beth. What continues to be a challenge is how to advise our son to react when other people are rude to him. Some of those people are peers, some adults, sometimes even teachers.
Hmm. What do you do when somebody's rude to you?
How does teaching the son how to respond to, you know, somebody else's perhaps boorish behavior?
Yeah. Well, I think the first step really is just to manage yourself and to be a courteous person yourself. And we're not going to ever be able to make sure everybody around us treats us well or is courteous. If there's something going on that you'd like to see somebody else change, you can let them know how it impacts you. For example, if a friend is being rude by texting all the time when you're together, this young man could say, it would feel a lot better to me if you focused on me when we're together rather than, you know, being on your cell phone all the time. So there are some occasions when you can just let the other person know how their behavior impacts you. I'd be a little more careful about that, I think, with a teacher or things that happen in public. But really the most important thing, I think, is to learn to be courteous yourself and mm-hmm. you know, be mannerly yourself.
Yeah. Chris in Cooksville has a comment. Hi, Chris.
Oh, it's more than a comment. Hi there, Larry. Thanks for the program.
Thank you.
I've got a couple kids, and my wife and I have tried very hard to keep them aware of manners and to use them at least at home, hoping that they'll use them when we don't see them. And more recently, kids visiting us or staying overnight with our kids, we can see that they are lacking entirely of any manners. And I think our kids feel awkward using manners in front of them because they seem not to have any or know any. It's an awkward position for our kids to be in and our family. We've had talks about this after they leave, saying, well, use the best you could, at least around the home you know where manners belong. But something interesting had happened. My daughter's now 14 and is breaking rules that are written. And in recourse, I told her cell phone will be taken if she doesn't comply with. So that happened last week, and I took her phone from her. I had her relinquish it, so it was her understanding that she didn't follow the rules. She relinquished it. But what seems to be lacking, and as hard as we push for this, we don't ever get any I'm sorries. It never comes up for them to apologize.
Hmm.
And I don't know where farther to go. I bought a sign that says I'm sorry, and I'll have them hold it and hope that they'll use the words.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I don't know if you've taken the opportunity to talk to them about how, they may be sorry in their heart. They may feel sorry, but until they express that, other people might not know, and they need to express what they're feeling. Just talk about the importance of apologizing. You probably do this, but I know as a parent, I have to think twice myself about, do I apologize to my kids or do they hear me apologize to other people, when I offend someone? I really,
in front of them, We let them know, we let them hear it, and we let mm-hmm. them know how it feels. But it seems to be when it's their place and position to finally use it, say it, they just can't. They can't get themselves to say it unless they shouted loudly, okay, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's a real funny position to be in.
Sounds like a 14-year-old to me, to be honest.
It does to me, too, I know. We can't do anything about it.
You hope that
you've laid a great foundation of focusing on manners in your home. Often the emphasis can be, okay, we're going to be out in public and you need to do this and this and this. And really, the most important things your kids are going to learn really through practice at home. And while it may take a while, years, and get them through their teen years before you even see the results of it in them, it does come around. Mm-hmm. It does come around, and there's a reward for that focus you've had.
Good luck. Thank you very much, Chris, for calling. So, in other words, he and his wife should kind of keep doing what they're doing.
Sounds like they have a good emphasis, and they're engaging with their kids around what are good things to do. Good manners really do start at home in respecting each other and modeling that. And, really treating your family like guests and thinking about what that means.
Hmm.
You know, he also talked about what it's like when people come to your home and they don't have the same respect for manners, rules, or haven't learned them. And that, I think a lot of families feel that way and they face that challenge. And one thing I've encouraged kids to do is when a friend comes to visit, you know, particularly the first time they're in your home, encourage your kids to give them a bit of a tour and say that, you know, that's Dad's office, it's off limits, or here's the TV room and we're welcome to play in here, but we don't eat in here. Here's the bathroom, here's our kitchen, we eat dinner at 6 o'clock. Just kind of orient, give an introduction to your friend of what things are like at your house, and share a few of the maybe unwritten rules that your family follows.
Ah, very good points. Cheryl Eberle, our guest, she is the author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know, talking with her today about manners. What about you? Your kids have good manners? Do you have a good experience that you can share in terms of working with your kids on their manners or maybe the neighbor kids? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here talking with my guest, Cheryl Eberle, who is the author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. Lots of callers online, so let's go to the phones. And Marie and Sun Prairie, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi there. I've always had a trouble teaching my children manners, because when I was taught manners, oftentimes, excuse me, I was told what not to do. And it always seemed that I was being put down or insulted because I didn't know my manners. And a lot of times we hear, mind your manners, or what do you say, you know? And in some ways that the teaching of manners ends up being kind of unmannerly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, it's more of a put down to a lot of children than it is really teaching. Well, yes, you think, oh yeah, I've got to mind my manners, and it's a little upsetting to some kids because they see it as a correction, so to speak. So it seems to me that if you're going to teach your kids manners, there's got to be a different approach to it. What I tried to do, not very consistently, but whenever my grandchild or my children said please and thank you and exhibited good manners, a lot of times I'd say, boy, you really showed good manners, you know. Occasionally I would correct them, and then I tried to show good manners too. It was kind of haphazard. However, I noticed that my children have good manners.
There you go.
As adults, and they're teaching their children pretty well, but it's still the correction part bothers me. I was almost tempted not to listen today because I think, oh, geez, that gets into a whole situation where it's like, you know, it's so, parent to child sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's a put down. So I'd like to hear what your guest has to say about that.
Thanks a lot for calling, Marie. Comments, Cheryl?
Yeah, Marie, I love what you have to say about looking for the positive. And one of the practices I adopted, and it wasn't original to me, but it was called prompt and praise. And what it did was, you know, just talked about what positive behavior would be. For example, at a birthday party, what is positive good manners when you are opening birthday gifts? It's your ninth birthday. You're having a whole group of friends there, and you're going to be opening gifts. So we would talk through and we'd role play that you know when you open the gift, you say something positive about the gift. You look at the person who gave it to you. You thank them. You use their name. Thank you for this gift, and role play through that. And then after the party's over, as a parent, you know, say to your child, you did a really great job in making every child who was here at the party feel that you liked their gift, that you appreciated their coming. So there's a role play and creating a positive picture of what behavior should be, and then expressing appreciation for it afterwards.
Yeah.
And really, there are always going to be those times when you have to jump in and rescue a situation as a parent. Maybe your child has dived into the middle of a buffet table or something, and that's a time where you might have to be a little bit negative and say, no, don't do that. But generally, I love Marie's idea of keeping it positive.
Yeah, very good points. Thank you very much, Marie. Jennifer in Cloquet, Minnesota, on to you now. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I was just calling. I've been listening to the program for just a short while, and the comment I have is that I think as adults, we don't do a very good job of helping kids to understand the value of rules, and I think that manners start with rules. So then it just becomes an exercise, and praise without understanding is sort of like chasing a carrot, doing something for the praise rather than the intrinsic value.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, what do you think?
Yeah, the importance of rules. Well, absolutely. Rules are important. And, you know, with etiquette, you can't always guess at what the right thing is to do. So there's some aspect of it that you just learn. This is the right way to hold your fork, and this is the wrong way to hold your fork. So there is that aspect to it. And, you know, for young children, they do learn. They just need to learn that this is what you do. And that, so for example, you teach your child to say thank you. When grandma gives you, a candy or serves you a meal, you say thank you. And even when the child is still so young and they think the whole world revolves around them and grandma is just there to, you know, dump love on them.
Serve them.
You know, they're learning that they have a response to be grateful. They have a responsibility to be grateful. So I agree that rules are important, and they certainly show up in etiquette. Doesn't mean they have to be all negative. There can be positive rules. This is what you do in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you do in that situation. And eventually, the child grows up and develops the attitude that goes along with it, an attitude of respect, an attitude of gratefulness, that of deference toward adults, that sort of things, those deeper internal values.
Very good points. Our guest today is Cheryl Eberle, author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. Glad to have her along, and happy to see Mary Kay Dadisman come by as well. This is our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, and she joins me now. And I'm glad you're listening in, because as a regular listener to this program, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile. Today we're asking you to put a value on the program. Your gift is vital to WPR. It's a big part of what keeps us going. So I hope you'll support this program and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2423. 2552. And Mary Kay, how are we doing here?
Well, we're looking for 56 more pledges in the next hour or so. Mm-hmm. So your pledge right now does help pay for the programs that you count on and gets us toward that goal. And we know how much you love Larry. This is a great time to show that. Thanks if you've already given. And if not, give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio or your computer to listen on, but we need your support to make it happen. So I hope you'll contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And here's the nice thing. You can get the 365 manners that kids should know that we've been hearing about as a thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. So your pledge will help support the programs, and you get to enjoy the gift and have a remembrance of this show. And instead of having to take constant notes and lose those notes, you'll get a nice book in the mail. So that's 365 manners that kids should know for your pledge of $120 or more. So give it to a child or adult that you think needs it. Your pledge of any amount supports WPR programs, and you can do it now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Maybe you felt that something was missing when you haven't been able to listen or to WPR for a while, because you're on vacation or maybe you're camping or out of range, and then you know that great feeling when you can tune in again. It is a good feeling.
It is. You hear those familiar voices, and you know you're home. And that's when you know you've got to have WPR in your life, that it's important to you. Well, how to keep it here? Support it with your dollars, of course. Support what you love. Make your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You can choose one of several ways to make your pledge. One of them is ongoing monthly installments directly from your bank account. You know, once that's set up, your membership automatically renews. You don't have to think about it again. That's one way to do it.
It's a really good way, actually, and it's called being a sustaining member of WPR. And the advantage is it's a win-win for everybody. It saves paper. It's easy. It's cost-effective choice for us, and that means that your pledge goes that much farther, too. So you can start your sustaining membership right now. Very easy to do. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 56 more pledges in the next 56 minutes. So it's about 1 minute. Help right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can ask for Cheryl's book, 365 Manners That Kids Should Know, with your pledge of $120 or more. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with your pledge of any amount, you're going to be entered in a drawing for a trip for two on a garden tour with me to London, England. And I'm telling you, the details of this are really cool. You go online right now to WPR.org. You can pledge right there, and you can also get the details. If your name is drawn, you and a close friend or family member will be joining me in England, and I'll buy the first round.
At the Hempton Flower Court Show. Hempton yeah. Court Flower Show. I got that
the
wrong.
The largest show flower show in the world. It's at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, and Maureen from Wauwatosa says, Kathleen Dunn, Larry Mueller, and Ben Marins add so much to my day. See you in London, Larry.
All right. I'm hoping Maureen is actually coming.
Well, she pledged. She's in the drawing, and she says she's going to win.
Well, maybe she's already purchased a ticket. That's the sure way to do it, is just to buy a ticket.
You can buy a ticket, too. But for $10 instead of whatever it is to pay for it, you can get in the drawing. And here's how you do it. You donate now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks to everybody who has already contributed. And thanks as well to Cheryl Eberle, who is our guest today. 365 manners your kids should know, or maybe your grandkids should know. Good book for you to read or to give to for yourself, your parent, or maybe to give to son or daughter to help them with their children. And Cheryl Eberle, we're having a lot of fun talking with her. You know, we should have gone through the book. I mean, you cover so many areas, and it's getting out of sticky situations with food, for example, or table manners or outdoor etiquette or vacation time, weddings, receptions, other kind of special occasions. Those are just a few of the things you cover.
We cover a lot. You know, when you're writing for 365 days, you go looking for more topics, actually. But there are, you know, manners apply anytime people are together.
Yeah.
And they help with relationships. And so the book looks at manners at home and manners out in public places. There's a whole section on for children just to think ahead about how do I behave in a respectful way to others when I'm at the theater, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I do with my cell phone? What about the food I'm eating if I'm at the movie theater or if I'm at a concert and I had something at intermission? What do I do with my food before I go back in? What about getting to my seat if I'm going to the symphony? Do people still go to the symphony? I hope so.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, what are good manners when you're at a more formal kind of symphony concert? And, you know, being sure not to step on somebody's toes as you find your way into your seat and being on time is helps with that. But a lot of different topics like that. And then, of course, the timely topic of technology manners and how to be present with the people you're with and not be totally, you know, cued into your technology.
You know, Tom in La Crosse is online with us, and has a question, I think, that relates to that. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. My comment, it has to do not only with kid age, but it's about the technology of the phone and specifically the call waiting, or when you're on the phone with someone, and, oh, sorry, I got to go. I got another call. You know, you hear that all the time, adults, kids, everything. And I feel like I've just been the subject of a real, you know, rude behavior. And it just seems like it's increasing. another thing, pardon me, that goes along with that is that I think there's a lack of you know, for kids particularly, but assessing a value to being polite, particularly with all the various ways of interrupting you and carrying on a decent kind of conversation, for instance, that, you know, they value the interruption, the technology, more than the politeness of the conversation at hand. So that's my only comment.
All right. Thank you for calling. Cheryl, what do you think?
Yeah, Tom, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. The whole call waiting thing, it can be a good kind of technology if, you know, if you absolutely have to take a call, if a really important call's coming in. But even if you're going to take a second call, you need to get permission from the person on the line by saying, I have another call coming in. May I jump off just for a moment and get that call? I'll be right back. And then to be sure that you do come right back, and you don't keep the other person, the first person, waiting endlessly while you take the call. But really, how often are those circumstances really, how often do they happen in our personal lives? Not that often. And so call waiting really needs to be used sparingly. And kids do need to learn the value of being polite, don't they? I agree with you. And, different generations, and this has probably been true for time immemorial, but different generations have different standards for what it means to be polite. And so there's an opportunity to have a conversation about you know, what you value and what conversation looks like to you and what it looks like to grandkids or kids, what the differences are.
Mm-hmm. Good points. Thanks, Tom, for calling. Appreciate your call. I want to give Dennis in Waukesha a chance to join in, too. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little bit older. I'm 60, and I have Amy Vanderbilt's Book of Etiquette at home, which I was given when I was much younger. But I have friends that are probably in their late 30s who have the most atrocious manners. They will say things inappropriate when you're out to dinner. They will answer their phone when you are out to dinner. They will text when you're out to dinner. And when you try to say to them that good manners never go out of style, they look at you like you're crazy, and you're so out of touch with reality that it has no bearing on the way things go today. So what does she, what does your individual think about that?
You, I hear you, Dennis, and I agree with you. And we all experience that where we feel as though we have a really different standard than other people. And I heard actually a professor at Johns Hopkins University talking about this very thing of how do you address other people, and when they're offending you. And he said, he recommended, say, would you be so kind as to, you know, focus on our conversation rather than your cell phone, or lower your voice so that, you know, it's not impacting the whole group, or whatever it is. Just make the request, would you be so kind as, and then to add to that, how it's impacting you. It's making it difficult for me to enjoy my time with you, or it's, you know, it's distracting when you do that. So you can always make a request. We don't know if other people will comply, but you can, in a courteous way, ask for some good manners.
Yeah, although there are times when you're probably thinking, would you be so kind as to go jump in the lake? Oh, well, there are times when, you know, you might feel that way, but that's probably not the way to go. Diane in Birchwood, let's turn to you now. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I don't know if it's addressed in the book or not, but it seems to me that this is a timely topic, that the manners and etiquette for prom and wearing formal clothes and how you wear high heels and go out to dinner, and it seems as though those graces have been lost for a while. So I wondered what your guest topic thought on that was.
Prom manners.
Yeah, prom manners. How to be a good date. How to, you know, it starts even when prom season begins, and, you know, the girls are thinking, I wonder who's going to ask me, and the guys are getting up their courage, can I ask someone to go? And, you know, it's an opportunity for parents to talk to their daughter about when someone asks you, give a direct response and be enthusiastic. Yes, I'd like to go. I really look forward to it. Thank you for inviting me. Rather than putting him off, waiting for a better offer, waiting for a better date. You know, manners surround the whole thing.
But you also talk in your book about how to say no if you really don't want to.
That's right. Be honest about it, and just, you know, you wouldn't say no with you, never. You would say, I'm not available, or I prefer not to, but thank you for inviting me. You would find a courteous way to say it. You know, Anne brings up the idea of how people dress and showing respect for occasions by how we dress. You know, our clothing is symbolic. You wouldn't go to a court of law and see the judge in a t-shirt and jeans. You wouldn't go for your physical and see the doctor in, you know, a t-shirt and jeans. Our clothing is symbolic, and so that's a conversation to have with kids about what they dress, how they dress says something about them. I realized this lesson had come home with my own son. He's now in his late 20s, but when he was in his in middle school, his great grandmother passed away, and we were preparing for the funeral, and I was talking about what they would expect when we went through our tradition. You have a viewing and you greet the family, and what
the kids should do in that situation, what they should say. And he said, well, I guess this will be a suit occasion. And, you know, he was only in middle school, and he had only gotten his first suit. But he realized that there was something about a funeral that demanded a higher level of attention to how I dress. And so, Anne, you know, it's something that we don't want to let go of. While we have become, I think, less formal in how we dress in many ways, in many situations, it certainly hasn't gone away entirely, the need for that.
No, it hasn't. Thank you again for calling. Karen in La Crosse, hello to you.
Hi.
And what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to relate kind of a funny story. I'm kind of old-fashioned. My kids refer to me as ma'am. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And on like that. And I kind of require that they do that out in society, too. We sometimes have to battle about manners aren't just for inside the home. I mean, the whole thing is to practice them at home and then make a good impression outside. But my then 6, now 7-year-old, went with my father and my mother up to my brother's place. And he lives out in the country, and she was really kind of getting all rambunctious because, you know, all the fresh air, and she was running around and really making a nuisance of herself to the point that my father had to kind of yell at her and put his foot down and stop that right now. And she kind of stood before him, and this is secondhand, I heard it from them later. She stands before him and she says, yes, ma'am. I'm a single parent, so up to that point, we hadn't had the opportunity to practice, yes, sir.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful story of her showing respect like that.
Oh, yeah. I love to hear that. And I, you know, when I see little kids out in society who say, who use manners really well like that, I'm always careful to say, I really like your manners. I'll remember you because of them.
Yes. And, you know, I love the idea of yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. It's more common in some parts of our country than others. And so if you're in a part of the country where you don't hear that a lot and it's not customary, you can encourage your children to add something to their yes or no so that it just doesn't say yes or no, but they might say, yes, I will, or yes, I understand, or yes, thank you. And it makes it more courteous.
Very nice. Cheryl Eberle, our guest today, and she is the author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you along on the Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here, my guest today, Cheryl Eberle, author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. Great to have her along. Thank you so much for listening in. And thanks, too, to Mary Kay Dadisman, who joins us during our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, and we count on you to help keep those discussions on the air. So please make a gift of any amount right now. Help us to pay for the programs you depend on. So give now at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552.
What an excellent show, Larry. And we've got an excellent gift for you that we'll tell you about in a few minutes, too. But let's give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help pay for the programs that you depend on, that you enjoy, and that you get a lot out of. We are looking for 49 more pledges by 1230. Make yours right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network connects you with experts, and I'm wondering, how many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine or a politician or the author of a book, somebody like Cheryl Eberle? Probably every time you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network brings you these experts every day and right to you. And so to help make it possible, I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
The great thing about WPR is you decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated. Absolutely. We love it when you call and or go online. And every pledge helps pay for the programs that you love. And so it's really worth it for you to do it. Consider asking for the thank you gift that I was mentioning a minute ago. 365 manners that kids should know as your thank you gift when you give $120 or more, $10 a month. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the most lasting embodiments of the Wisconsin idea. 100 years ago, the people who led this state really had the vision to say, we're all in this together, and the resources of the state are the resources for the people. It's still like that in Wisconsin, and I think Wisconsin Public Radio is a really good manifestation of that. I'm Ann Katz. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news, connections, and community.
Thank you very much, Ann, and thanks to you if you have contributed to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you haven't, I hope you'll join in very quickly. Listener support, such a big part of why this program is available to you right now. So I hope you'll make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we don't expect just one listener or even 100 listeners to carry the cost of this program. In fact, we are actually kind of glad that the bulk of our budget comes from thousands of listeners like you.
Actually, it makes for a more stable organization. I think it lets us know that thousands of people appreciate the programs they get from Wisconsin Public Radio. So I hope you'll join them and become a member. I think about half of the folks who've contributed so far today have become members, are new, and of course they decide the amount just like you. You decide the amount, then pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I just have to read this comment, Larry. It's so great. Georgia from Madison says, I love Larry's show. As a recent transplant, As a recent transplant to Madison from New York City, I love Larry's show, and it has helped me appreciate all that Wisconsin has to offer. That's so great, Larry.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
We've had so many very nice comments, and thank you so much, Georgia, for that comment, and thanks to everybody who has already phoned in with a comment or phoned in with a contribution. Man, your financial support helps pay the bills that come with the quality public radio you rely on, and I hope you'll help keep it coming. Make your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
49 more pledges in the next 35 minutes or so. Let's hear from you. Your pledge right now makes this program strong. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Sometimes you want to listen to WPR, but you're not near a radio. That's okay, because you can listen online from anywhere in the world. I said the other day, I think the furthest away anyone called my show was from Germany.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody called from Germany once. But we've had calls from all over the world, actually, many parts of the U.S. in particular. Just go to WPR.org and click on our live streams.
And while you're there, how about checking out information about your favorite shows or guests you've heard, audio archives of past programs? There's lots there. And, of course, your pledge helps support all of these services.
And another thing you can do at WPR.org is make your donation, of course. So please do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we all know that WPR is a great source of information about the nation, the world, and Wisconsin, and kids, like we were just talking about. And you value WPR for the lifelong learning that it brings to you. You learn something new probably every day, probably year after year.
And this continuing education is possible only because of support from listeners like you. And like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. So I hope you'll invest in your education at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, here, this is the thing to think about. How much should I give? You're probably wondering. It's totally up to you. There's no basic amount. Your contribution of any amount can be turned into great programs because it's pooled with everybody else's. And these programs, of course, keep you informed and entertained all year long. So it's such a great investment. Make your pledge any amount right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
And when you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day. Please make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Giving could not be easier, either at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
And you can save time and money. Use a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for our automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it. I just write a check normally, but you can do it your way. Use the credit card if you want, WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552.
48 pledges to go by 12:30. Let's make it happen. You can help out now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
And please ask for 365 Manners Kids Should Know. That's our book for today. And you can make that with a pledge of $120 or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, of course, you can do the London trip with Larry.
Join me.
Pledge of any amount. You'll be entered in the drawing for a trip for two on a garden tour of London and the surrounding area with Larry Mueller. Get the details. Pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, I just talked to somebody 2 days ago who has never pledged, and they're going to pledge and probably have pledged now because they want a chance to win that trip to London. Well, good for you.
That's right.
And good for you. If you contribute now, your name goes in. Just go to WPR.org or call us 888-202-2552. Thanks to everybody who's already contributed. We'll be hearing more from Cheryl Eberle right after this look at the news. Pledge right now. Many of us were raised with a pretty good idea of what's polite and what isn't, and we may feel comfortable knowing what to do in common situations. But what about newer experiences like getting a cell phone call in public or learning how to navigate the world of Facebook and other social media? Hi, Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're glad to have Cheryl Eberle with us today. She's the author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. She's ready to answer your questions when you call in. We can talk about how to teach kids the etiquette that will serve them well now and as adults. Love to have you call in with your comments at 1-800-642-1234. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or comment there. Click like while you're there, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. And we'll be back with our guest right after this look at the news. Thanks so much for listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about manners and manners that children should know with our guest today, Cheryl Eberle, a speaker, author, and a coach. Wrote a wonderful book in 2001 that came out. It was called 365 Manners Kids Should Know, and a whole new updated edition for 2011. Again, that same title, 365 Manners Kids Should Know. Great to have her along, and thank you for listening in. If you have a question or comment, maybe you've got an experience to share regarding manners or teaching manners to your children, give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org, or go to my Facebook page, and you can post there at The Larry Mueller Show. And we have Rose from Menominee Falls has been waiting a long time. Rose, thank you so much for waiting, and tell us your experience.
Well, I have a very cute story to tell. When my grandson was approximately 3 years old, I picked him up from his daycare center one afternoon, and as we were walking out, a gentleman coming in held the door for us, and my grandson said thank you, and we proceeded to the car. And when we got to the car, it struck me, I thought, oh, I almost missed the opportunity. So I said to him, that was such nice manners. I said, people really like it when they do something nice for you, when you say thank you. And that was all that was said, and I didn't even know what he took. Until the following month, I bet we heard him say thank you about 50 times. And it just occurred to me how often we miss the boat when we don't reinforce positively when they do show good manners.
That's a good story. Cheryl, a comment?
Yes, you get more of what you praise, don't you? When you acknowledge good behavior, you get more of it. So that's a wonderful story, and I'm so glad you remembered and told your grandson what a nice thing that was to do. I also thought you were going to mention how nice it was for the man to hold the door. Because that's another, saying thank you is great, and holding doors for other people is great too. And, whether it's a man or a woman, if there's a man with his hands full, it's okay for a woman to hold a door. But we should all be aware of, when others around us need our assistance.
Absolutely. Rose, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Well, Jane in Hayward, turning to you next. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I'm calling about a couple of the phone calls I heard in. I was a teacher for 35 years and a parent, and I get a little worried when people get a little authoritarian about rules, like you will say this, you will call me ma'am, because I think we need to talk to our kids and make sure there's some empathy with what they do, how they understand why they're doing this, how the other person feels. I've been called ma'am many times, very politely, and I understand it's respect. And I've also been called ma'am and realized that the person would like to do something else to me that would not be very nice, very disrespectful. So I think we need to make sure they understand what's going on with this, not just rules.
Very good points. Cheryl, comment?
Yes, but Jane, I agree with you on that, and it's really the attitude that's important, isn't it? The attitude that comes through, and it's more important than just following the rules. Starts with some rules. I think you would agree there are probably a lot of rules in the classroom of how to, when you can speak and when you have to raise your hand and where to sit and all of that. But it's really the attitude of respect that comes along later and is the most important.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of along with that, we had a Facebook comment from Rebecca who said, you have to be the example for your kids. And that would be teachers and parents, I think. Well, anybody for that matter, grandparents, whoever. She said, kids copycat everything and learn manners and kindness and consideration right from us, from the parents and grandparents.
They do. They really do. I agree with Becca on that. There's the saying, your kids might do what you tell them to do. They will probably do what you do. And so that the importance of modeling is important. There was a time that I was working with a school to identify some manners that they wanted to commonly adopt for their school. And we had the hardest time getting the parents on board with it, there was just a concern about this because there was the complaint that the parents weren't being respectful to each other. When they pulled in to the school to pick up their children, they might have parked at a prime spot or blocked the way for other people to pass by or a lot of things like that. So we were trying to work on what are we going to ask our kids to do, and they were pointing their fingers at each other. So only to make the point here. we need to be a role model, and our kids are watching us from day one.
Absolutely. We had an email from Angie in Appleton who said, I have grandsons whose manners are lacking, I fear, as somehow they've equated good manners with a lack of masculinity. I fear this will stand them in poor stead in the future. What to do? Got grandsons.
Yeah.
So those are children, young guys that she may not see every day. So which
yeah,
might be
so
my guess.
They're thinking it might be sissy or something to...
Yeah.
To have good manners, and a grandmother may not be able to make that point so much as a dad or a grandfather would be able to for a grandson to say, really, a strong man is one with good character and who is strong enough to show respect for other people and really to put other people first.
and to have those kinds of conversations. But maybe it needs to be dad or grandpa who has that kind of conversation.
We have, one of our great public radio folks, Cynthia, just wrote a note to me and said, "Polite guys get the girls."
Yeah, there's another.
That's something
right.
You should pass on.
That's right. there's a page in the a little entry in the book that talks about five biggest turnoffs on dates. You know. And what are they? Poor conversation skills, bad table manners, using bad language, not listening, some other things like, talking about crude subjects. So all those kinds of, your colleague there is exactly right. they'll be impressive to the ladies.
Well, now here on the other end, here's someone emailed in and said, she bet that you have probably gotten criticism from somebody who might say, "Well, she's stuck in the 1950s. Times have changed. Manners have changed." Well, I think in your writing, I mean, you did a whole update of your book, and things that you wrote about probably changed a little bit in your book.
Yeah. The principles stay the same.
Principles are the same.
Principles of good manners stay the same. It's really finding ways to put other people at ease, to be respectful to other people, to put others first, to be aware of how you're impacting other people, particularly when you're out in public spaces, but at home too. How is my behavior impacting the rest of my family? But you know, the writer is correct in that. Some things do change in etiquette and go by the wayside, and it's why I called on my 20-something daughter, who is a writer and an editor of a couple of magazines in Colorado, to help me write this, because I needed a voice from the younger generation to say,
mm-hmm.
"Hey, you know, don't text all the time. There is some manners govern." Technology as current and up to date as it is, and so I needed to get a younger, more contemporary voice to help with this.
Well, I really like a lot of the things that you say in the book. I really like you emphasize that while people may be serving or helping kids as part of their job, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't address them with respect. For example, I see not make a mess of things like that. I sometimes see that and I think, oh man,
yeah,
when they're not doing it properly.
That's right. To honor the people who serve us and who work in, work in all kinds of areas that when we come in contact with them, and to honor them, and really it comes down to treating people as people.
Yeah.
And I think about that. Maybe if I'm ordering food at a drive-through, to remember that that's actually a person there, who's helping me, and to greet them. And even if they have a name tag on, to use their name. Or if you're in a restaurant, or if you're purchasing something and the cashier's checking you out, to just remember we're all people, and we should treat each other as such.
You know, and I thought you had some good tips for traveling in a foreign country. We have an 8-year-old, and we've done some traveling in foreign countries, but maybe you could talk a bit about that.
Well, the rules change from country to country.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
So it's good to do a little bit of research ahead of time before heading out and figuring out what the practices are in the country you're going to. Some countries it's rude to show the bottom of your shoe. In another country, white might, if you wear white, it might indicate something that you don't want it to indicate. So you just be aware of these subtleties in other countries, and you can go online to do some research on that. There are books on it. You can, I imagine the State Department has a website that you could learn about various countries and what protocol is when you travel.
It's worth it to do that little extra bit of research, I think.
I think it is, too. It is. It's interesting, you know, really, to learn about the different cultures. But again, the principles are the same wherever you are, and that is finding ways to show respect to other people.
Always a pleasure. And thank you, Cheryl, so much. It's great to have you with us today to talk about all these manners, and 365 manners, so it's something every day, just read one. And there you are.
There you are. It'll change your life. Mary, it's been great to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Cheryl Everly is the author of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. Great to have her along, and certainly great to have Mary Kay Dadisman join us again, too, because we're in the final stretch here of the day of our Wisconsin Public Radio membership drive, or at least for this program, here today to raise the money we need to pay for the programs that keep you informed and entertained. That's how WPR works. The people who use it help pay for it. And I hope you'll go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to help ensure the future of the programs that you count on. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
39 pledges in the next
10 minutes.
Can we do it? 39 pledges. Why don't you be next? Let's make this goal and make it happen. It really helps to keep on track with these goals. Otherwise, we start falling behind, and we don't want to do that. So thank you if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track right now. Make your contribution. Very easy to do. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying this conversation with Cheryl Everly about the importance of kids having good manners. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and the many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you still have the chance, this is your last chance, to receive 365 Manners Kids Should Know when you make a contribution of $120. Your donation, of course, supports the programs that you love, and you can also get this nice little book with your pledge of $120 or more. It's easy to do. Pledge now, WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
This is Michael Feldman of What Do You Know, and you're listening to this public radio station during a membership drive. First off, that identifies you as someone who really is a public radio junkie. You just can't get enough, can you? News, music, information, humor, especially if you tune into What Do You Know each week. Do we have to tell you that this station is supported by people who make membership contributions? You probably knew that already. And you probably know deep down inside that you need public radio. Now you know that public radio needs you. So make a call, make a pledge, make a difference. And besides, where else can a liberal arts graduate with a teaching degree find meaningful work as a comedy show host?
All right. Michael Feldman telling you to pledge. I hope you'll follow his advice. Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here, Mary Kay Dadisman, and I are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50, maybe it's $100 or $500, maybe it's $1,000. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, lately listeners and members have expressed concern about funding for public broadcasting, and of course we understand that. We're absolutely committed to providing great radio for you now and into the future. And if you can, we invite you to help with that. With a larger gift at a leadership level, perhaps $1,200, $100 a month, nice to set up, not a problem for us to do that for you. You can do it yourself too. Here's how you do it. You go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And of course, gifts of any amount are greatly appreciated.
you might have found yourself kind of hanging around the radio or hovering maybe near the radio, and you get drawn into a great discussion. You need to get something done somewhere else.
I've done that.
I've sat in the car when I could have gotten out of the car. I got to hear the end of this. But, you know, you appreciate the guest's knowledge and also the caller's questions and views. And because that's happened to you, I hope you'll make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
38 more pledges.
38 more.
By 12:30, we've just got a few minutes to go. Your pledge now will really help pay for the programs that you count on, including this program that you've been listening to with Larry and enjoying. Thanks so much if you've already given. If not, give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car, probably your home and your car, as a matter of fact. Maybe it's even a preset in more than one room in your home. You listen to WPR a lot. Time to become a contributing member.
You know, that's right. Help pay for the station that you listen to so much and use. Make the switch from somebody who just listens to somebody who listens and contributes. It's easy to do. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get 365 Manners Kids Should Know for your pledge of $120, a great book. I hope you'll contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you listen to WPR every day, and you know how important it is to you. Now consider that you want it to be there for your children and for your grandchildren.
You want them to have the same quality news, information, the music, the entertainment that you enjoy and benefit from. Your pledge of support today helps us now and is a building block for a stable future.
Absolutely. And you know, if you want to invest in quality radio for yourself and the next generation, you can do that. And you can even invest in the Manners for your children and grandchildren by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and get the book.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but you enjoy listening to WPR year after year. We need your continued support to help keep this organization strong.
You know, maybe it's been a while since you donated. It's hard to remember those things. This is just a perfect time to rejoin. WPR.org, 888-202-2552, and we will be so glad to have you back.
And remember, you can get 365 Manners Kids Should Know for your pledge of $120 or more. And You have a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll make a habit of donating. So pledge your support today. It's a very good habit to get into, isn't it?
It sure is. It's something you can be proud of. So get it started today with a pledge of any amount. It's easy to do. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we have 36 more pledges to go in the next 4 minutes or so. Help out now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget that trip to London with Larry.
Woo-hoo!
You'll be entered in a drawing. Any pledge, any amount, get the details and pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
That is going to be so much fun.
I know.
I'm really hoping that people will just go online and take a look at what we've got in store on that trip and where we are staying. These are not, as I said the other day, these are not flea bag hotels. We're staying at some really classy places, and everything is going to be covered. So if you win the drawing, and you know, you're worried, oh, how much is this going to cost me extra? Well, I think a couple of meals is about it. It's a really pretty good deal. So here's what I would do. If I were in your shoes, I would contribute $120.
Mm-hmm.
That would put my name in the hat for the trip to London.
Yep.
And I would then also ask for a copy of 365 Manners Kids Should Know. And
perfect.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your contribution right now.
Just like Rebecca from Madison did, she says, I listen to a lot of your programs and I want WPR to continue to provide quality programs. Thanks, Rebecca. I bet you want that too. It's an easy thing to do right now. Go to WPR. We still need 34 people to call in and pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I hope you'll call in. It's a vote for this program in some ways. We've still got a little bit of time to go, kind of a vote for the kind of programs that we do every day from 11 to 12:30 here on the IdeasNet. Of course, it's a vote for WPR in particular, but during this time slot, I like to look at it as a vote for this particular show. So now's, if you haven't done it yet, now is a good time to pick up that, go to your computer and just go to WPR.org. That's the easy way. The other way to do it is also easy. Call 888-202-2552. Make your contributions right now. And thank you so much to everybody who has already contributed. We really, really appreciate it. And again, if you haven't contributed yet, I hope you'll do it now. 1-888-202-2552, or better yet, go to WPR.org. And thanks again for listening.